It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Viper 10, and the season is finally here.
And where else would we be this week? We're at the Rico for Wasps v Storm.
It was the opening day of the season last weekend. Andy caught up with George Fisher after the game.
George, how much did you enjoy that back?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's like for our first match to get nearly 70 goals in the war was absolutely amazing.
The addition of Jade, just how much is that benefiting you as well at that end?
Huge amounts. Obviously, we had Bongi last year and she was phenomenal. So for Jade to come in to be on the exact same level with all that, she has amazing experience. She's been around for so long. Like, it's so good to have her there to, like, she's always talking through things and, like, helps you out. So it's really, really good to have her about.
The crowd tonight was over 1,000. You'll be wanting to do that week in, week out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, like, with scores like that, I definitely think people come in, like, got the music going, like fan zone, got so much going on, like, it's great for the fans to be around as well.
What we saw tonight, how much of that was Wasps at full steam ahead, ready for this season?
First game, there was a lot of errors still, like, not taking away from an amazing performance from all of the girls, but there's still first game, we've still got some things we can work on, there's a few errors, and I think throughout the season they start to iron themselves out and you'll see an even slicker performance than what that was.
A lot of credit as well was for Sam May. How did you see her tonight as well?
She was so sick, like, she was on form, she went from goalkeeper to wing defence, like, not many people can do that sort of transition. She's taking balls all over the court, she's taking balls off people that are like 2 inches taller than her, like, she's just amazing. I think she played so good.
Tamsin came back on as well.
Yeah.
That was almost a cert, wasn't it?
Tamsin absolutely is in love with the sport. She absolutely loves Wasps. And I think it's phenomenal that you can go out, have a kid, retire for a year or two, and then come back and be on form like that. She comes into our sessions, and, like, sometimes I'll be doing something wrong. She goes, George, come out. And she'll go and do the shooter job and show me exactly what she wants me to do. And I think for someone to be able to do that, it's just incredible.
What about next week, then?
I'm hoping for another solid performance from all of us. I'm sure we will, like, everyone's on form at the moment, training really hard.
Does it feel at all different this season as defending champions?
I mean, last season we were, like, brand new, like, no one knew what to expect from us, and, like, yeah, people were like, oh, they're going to be really good and stuff like that. But I think this year it's less pressure in the fact that you can relate back to last season and, like, learn from what happened last season and things like that. So I think it's not as much pressure because we know how hard we have to work for it, in a way.
And although there are a few new players, you've kept the core of the team together as well. That helps, I guess.
Exactly. And the players that have come and joined us are fantastic. They help hand in hand. Like, everyone gets on. It's like really great team logistics. Like, I could go and sit with absolutely anyone. We can have like a 2-hour conversation about anything. Yeah, me and Rach, I teach her about, like, the Kardashians. She's like, oh, this is like neuroscience. I'm like, oh my God.
Sophia Kandapa made her welcome return back to the Super League after being out last season with an ACL injury. But how did she feel Storm faced up?
Sophia.
Andy.
Glad to be back.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a long time.
What did you make of Storm tonight?
You know, it started really strong, and I think because they've got lots of new players coming in, they've got different combinations that they're trying. You know, we were playing a different combination every quarter. We had a game plan that we stuck to, and it's a great confidence boost for the team.
I think it seemed to work, and Sam obviously was on that completely different level.
Yeah, she was absolutely outstanding tonight. Particularly, she's in the back there. You know, this is the first season where she's in the back, and she's combining really nicely with Hannah. But she came out with a lot of ball tonight, which was brilliant.
As the lights go out, how's Jade's influence of the side? I mean, we saw some of her feeds through to George, and it was just straight in.
Oh, absolutely. Jade is so experienced, so powerful. She's a great leader to have there in the middle, and it's just really exciting to play with her. And like you said, her feeding is phenomenal at times.
Your game seems to improve since that little break. Are you Are you itching for next week now?
I am, yeah. You know, today was just about getting back out on court and working myself into the game. I think there are areas that I definitely want to improve. I want to be better than that, but that's just the typical athlete kind of mentality is it's never good enough and you always want to be better, so yeah.
Was what we saw tonight, what was been happening in training?
Yeah.
Were you about 90% or...?
You know, there's still a long way to go. That was the first game of the season. By no means are we the finished product, but we put out onto court today what we'd been putting into practice for the last however many months of pre-season, 7 months. So that was really good, and hopefully Tamsin will be pleased with that.
And to win by that kind of margin as well, it just leads us into next week really nice.
Yeah, like I said, it's a great confidence boost. You know, we put a lot of goals on the board there, so we can only take confidence from that, but go away into training, look at the areas that we do need to work on and put that into place for next Saturday.
Jade Clark played her first game for Wasps and she told the club's Twitter it was a memorable occasion.
First game for Wasps, what did you make of it?
Yeah, it was amazing. Before the game there was a few nerves, but all the girls had told me what a great atmosphere it was and how good the crowd would be, and they weren't wrong. It was a really special venue, really special crowd to play in front of, and just really glad to get the first game under our belts and to play so well as a team.
What did you make of the team? Why do you think you were so dominant tonight?
Yeah, I think it's that 4 months of pre-season, everything we've been working on, it's been a building process, and you know, every week we've been growing and it's been frustrating at times, but on the court we all seem to put it together. Still a lot to work on, but we're going in the right direction, just really pleased.
What did you make of Storm?
Yeah, they were good. I think Joe Tripp was really dominant in the back. You know, we know they're really physical and they did a good zone, but it was quite good. We like went into our bag of tricks to get around that, and yeah, we worked through it and just stayed as a team. And I think our defence did really well. Sam May was outstanding. She was definitely my player of the match.
Next up, you've got Stars just down the road. Do you know much about them?
Yeah, I played with a few of the girls on England, so Jodie Gibson, Ellie Cardwell, and Laura Malcolm played with, and they'll be a bit unknown because they've got the two imports, so how they come into the team is going to be really important. We know how solid they are, they're really strong, and they'll be a lot better than last year. They've recruited well, and they'll be a year more experienced, so we're expecting a tough game.
And next, back at the Ricoh Arena, I believe it's Sirens on the 22nd.
Yes, yeah, so that'll be a fierce battle. We know, well, we expect them to be really good. They've got Sarah Bayman in the middle. She'll be dominating. So, yeah, bring it on.
And back here with such a brilliant crowd again.
Yeah, I can't wait. Everyone was just at the end of the game. Everyone was saying welcome to me, and I just loved it. I love being a Wasp. It's fantastic.
Glad to be back in the Super League as well.
Yes, definitely. Good to be home.
After the game, Director of Netball Tamsin Greenway explained that she was pleased with the win.
Really good start. You're never sure how it's going to go. Actually, I said to them at the start of the season, the first game I'm usually like, don't know how we're going to be, don't know what we're going to do. But today I said to them, they're so good, they're ready for this. And I knew if we performed like that, we could have a big win, which we did.
So any first game nerves at all out there, do you think, today?
Yeah, I think there were. And I think the start showed that in terms of a few silly errors from probably some of our experienced players as well. But as the game went on, you saw that go and how quickly they started to believe in each other. And that's really important when you're adding new players into the team.
And to score that many goals, first game of the season bodes well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I said that, to make 68 goals on the board and to make that many errors and silly errors, sloppy errors at times, then you've got to be pleased with that. There's stuff to work on in the training ground, which is what you want.
Is it a different sort of challenge this season? I mean, last season you were the new team, everyone expected so much of you. Now you're the defending champions. Does that make it different?
Now with a new team, everyone wants to beat. Yeah, that team. You know, the pressure only comes on what you put on yourselves. I'm quite happy that this team is good enough and has dealt with that pressure before. I think we know we're a scout, but there's some other teams out there, big teams as well, that have got some quality side. So we're just going to worry about us. And you think, you see performances like that. There's so much experience in that team. I'd be disappointed in that group if they felt that pressure.
You mentioned the experience. I mean, how much of an influence is Jade Clark out there?
I thought she was outstanding today, wasn't she? Look, she's a great signing for us. You know, we knew we were going to miss Bongi. Bongi, big fan's favourite as well. But the experience of Jade and just the quality she brings to the side. And you just saw her enjoying herself out there. You know, it's a long time since she's played in the English League, so I'm really glad she's happy.
And again, over 1,100 here, another great crowd.
Yeah, and I thought the crowd were great as well. It's often hard when you take the game away like that it gets quite quiet, and I don't think they did that. They were still getting involved. They were still going on some of the calls and some of the amazing netball they saw out there today.
Last time I spoke to you, I think the words were, that's me, I'm done. So what's happened?
Commonwealth Games happened, that's what happened. Look, we've got to be prepared that we're going to lose some of our players. If they're playing like that, that we'll lose them to the Commonwealth Games. And, you know, that's two big games that we don't want to lose. And it's hard if you are going to lose two or three of your starting players to fill those gaps. You've seen us getting the youngsters out there. I thought Fran Williams, George Fisher were outstanding, but you still need to have that experience around them. So, look, we're going to make sure that we've got all those gaps filled, and then we'll see what happens after the break.
And Seven Stars next, they've run Manchester Thunder really close tonight.
Yeah, I heard that result. Look, Stars were always going to be stronger this year. The imports they've brought in, their quality. So, yeah, I'm intrigued to go and look at the video this week. And actually, Storm were unknown to us tonight. We didn't know much about Siggy at the back, and we didn't know how Joe Tripp was going to be in that group. So it'd be nice this week to actually have some video to look through and get some tactics out for us.
It's a long old season, but you kind of started much better.
Yeah, you know what? It's a dream start, isn't it? It is a long old journey, and we know there'll be many twists and turns along the way. So really happy with how we started. I said to them tonight, enjoy this one. You know, last season it was very new. Even Nat Hathenwaite went. It's really nice to be in the team, know what's going on, and I think you saw that out there.
Elsewhere in the opening round, Lightning started their season strong by beating the Sirens 55-44. Team Northumbria lost 39-52 at home to Bath. Player of the match went to Ash Neal, and she told their Facebook her views after the game.
It was really exciting. I've been up here a couple of times. I mean, obviously when the crowd's against me, but for the crowd to be with us, and I think they create a really nice atmosphere for the amount that we have, it was really enjoyable.
It seemed like a tough game. I mean, I know you played incredibly hard tonight, getting a player of the game yourself. I think a lot of the girls as well. I don't feel like the score really reflects the effort you guys are putting in tonight.
I mean, it does in a way. I think the only quarter that let us down was the third quarter, and we just kind of lost our connection between each other on court. I mean, 13 goals is 3 goals a quarter, and I think we had plenty of opportunity. We just got to learn how to sustain that kind of pressure. And I mean, Bath are going to be a top 4 team, so to compete with them with the first game is really positive. So looking forward now.
And the crowd were great, as you say. I know maybe a lucky or maybe unlucky, either way you look at it, start to the season, having 2 home games to get us underway. Tough competition, though. We've got Loughborough Lightning next Saturday here. What are you girls going to be doing between now and then to get in the zone for that?
Oh, I think a lot of on the body and contesting, trusting that each other are going to take the ball with someone on your back, and trusting, I guess, that we're going to continue to give the ball with someone and sustaining that pressure for 60 minutes. I think we did well for most of the game. It was just that small lapse in that third quarter that when they stepped it up, and then we just have to learn to control that.
Pick of the opening round, though, has to be the Stars versus Thunder game. It was point for point, and Thunder only won in the last 10 seconds of the game, 47-48. Stars director of netball, Sam Bird, shared her thoughts on such an intense opener via the club's Facebook page.
Well, definitely a game of two halves. We were outstanding in the first half. Everything I'd asked the girls to do, they really did. They kept to their structures, they kept their heads, played with purpose, backed each other up really well. Thunder are such they know how to win, they're a determined team, and we knew they'd come out hard. And unfortunately, we just were not clinical enough in that third quarter, and then the belief went a little bit amongst the players. And it's something we've just got to work on, just keep them keeping possession and retaining their structure under pressure.
What's next week? What can you take into that game?
The fact that we've shown we can perform so well, I think the players need to have that belief and take that game plan into Wasps. Let's see if we can cause some surprises. But what we'll need is some consistency through the whole game. It's not good enough to be brilliant for half a match. You've got to be brilliant for the whole game at this level. Otherwise, the team will punish you. And like today, it's difficult losing. I hate losing. And I feel we should have won that today. So next week, we're going to be looking at being consistent in our performance the whole match.
Jodie Gibson has also been reflecting on Seven Stars' opening game online.
We came out to court as a full team and individual, and we were all disappointed after the game. But having time to reflect, to think what we need to appreciate and understand now, that it's the first time as a team we've ever stepped on the court. It's the first time we've had the England Rhodes Skills back and the South African imports and the full team. And I think when we look at the performances from last year to this year, I think we have to give ourselves some credit. And I think this team showed on Saturday that we have the belief and we have the passion. And I now think we need to just learn now how to really grit out a win. So Thunder, they know how to win, they have the grit, and they're a really tough team. So I think now, as a team, we need to go away now and learn that. But I guess that will all, that'll come with just having more time together in training, having more time together on court. And then, yeah, we just need to learn how to win, but we'll get there. So as we were walking out, we looked at the crowd and we were like, oh my God, there's so many people here. And I think that just kind of gives us so much more confidence. And just, and we've got new instruments as well. We've got the drum, we've got the tambourine. And I think just creating that atmosphere really does help us. And I think a lot of teams do talk about having that eighth player. And I think that really did help us on Saturday. And I think if we can have the same crowd again coming to every single game, that was amazing for Worcester, the netball in Worcester and Gloucester. But also it's amazing for Seven Stars and the players on court as well.
And on Monday, the Celtic Dragons lost at home against Bennecost Mavericks, 49-61. And if you're a fan of Sirens or Team Bath, this season's new official merchandise is available at viper10.com and click on shop.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10. Look out for the longer version of this online. But firstly, have a chance to hear a bit of Ziggy Berger talking to Andy this week. Andy asked her if the decision to be part of Surrey Storm and our leagues over here in the UK was a challenge or not.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but a good challenge, like something that I'm excited to play. So it's a challenge in terms of it's an environment that I'm not aware of at all, like that I don't know. I've never been part of an international Super League. I've only always played the South African one. So that's why it's a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge because I'm surrounded by 14 other amazing teammates, because we're 15 in total that are signed. And yeah, and they're so encouraging and just like tell me, go get it, girl, like be adventurous, try your best. So it's an exciting adventure.
Did you know much about Storm before it was put to you?
Not actually. I always knew about the Duck Egg Blue because I would follow a tiny bit of Super League on this side because Bongi saw me played for Surrey Storm in 2015.
Yeah.
So I knew about them and I had actually contacted them earlier last year, but I'd never thought that it would actually become a reality that I'd be able to play for them. I never expected that at all.
I mean, we've already mentioned that our Super League this season is going to be blessed by Fumza and Marika, who were at Stars. And something special about the league, you reckon?
There is actually something extremely special about the league. And people would say, oh, maybe it's players. I don't know. What I find is extremely special about this league is the support. The support on court, off court, on social media. And it's all positive criticism, constructive criticism. And yeah, it's just this continuous support. And it's like a growing family, which we are not used to in South Africa. In South Africa, it is constant criticism, especially from people watching back home and stuff. So yeah, it's just the support that makes it absolutely special. And it's the way that everyone encourages you just to try your best and be the best that you can be without being threatened to be taken off for shooting a goal miss or something like that.
Tanya said
it's the coaching. Our coaching is absolutely incredible here.
She said when you joined as well with Charmaine, you're going to add an attacking edge to the team. Reading things like that must make you feel special.
Exactly, it does. And yeah, it's just like Sarah said, you are here because they want you to be, not just because you have to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it's lovely. They make you really feel that you deserve to be here. So it's lovely. And what is lovely about Charmaine is that we actually played together in the World University Netball Championships in Miami in 2016 as well, and we won gold. Yeah. And Charmaine and I both come from Cape Town, so we actually know each other quite well. And she knows exactly where I want the balls and how to feed to me and brings the South African edge. So that could also be perhaps, who knows, a combination in the future as well.
Shall we have a quick look back at that Wasps game? It would be fair to say that Sam May, at the weekend, she was unstoppable and got every ball. How did you see that as your introduction to our league and playing for Storm?
So I give all the credits to Sam May. She was incredible. But in our defense, I had only practiced with the team 3 times this year since I'd been back. So if a person goes back and watches the matches, a lot of the balls that went, that Sam May killed with the intercepts were just balls that maybe the placement wasn't that good. And between our shooters and the feeders, we weren't really finding each other because obviously we hadn't had any practice with each other this year. So it's something we definitely worked on this week in training. And all that I can say is any fan that's a fan of Surrey Storm can be excited, because we absolutely smashed it regarding feeding and ball placement at training this week. So, yes, Sam May had an incredible match. I give it all to her. But if you go back and look, it was just me who was not reading the incoming balls as I could, because how South Africans tend to play and how the British tend to play are very different. We like our balls on the first, second, and very vertical, whereas the people here maybe are smarter, so they'd like to place it into the space. And I find maybe that's just where our miscommunication happened. But yeah, but I give it to Sam May 100%, like I said.
It'll take me about 5 hours to get to Guildford. I was going to bring around some KFC chicken strippers, because according to an article online in 2014, they were your favourite food.
You've really done your research, haven't you?
I know, it makes a change.
That's so funny. Oh, no. Okay, thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. No. Chicken might be cold by then.
That's just a taster from Ziggy talking to Andy. If you're a Storm fan, we'll recommend the longer 20-minute chat, which you can see online.
A special week as the squads for the Gold Coast have been announced, and got to say congratulations to our Viper 10 family members, Chelsea, Jeeva and Claire, who'll be representing over there. Sasha, Nat, good squad. A difficult decision, but in some ways predictable.
Yeah, definitely a good squad selected for England for the Commonwealth Games, but a lot of names missing off the list that I would expect to see. Definitely going to be missing Stacey Francis at defending. I wonder why, because obviously she dropped out of the quad series for personal reasons, so nothing was ever disclosed further about that. So that's definitely interesting to not see her selected for the Commonwealth Games as well. Complete shame, I think, because she's such a phenomenal player for England and definitely great in the defensive lineup. But then again, we've got Jeeva and Ebony Beckford-Chambers, who both were fantastic, and obviously Amma as well for the quad series. So yeah, probably be quite good defensively, but you know, when you follow netball for so long, you can't help but miss a few of those names. And then interesting to see Jodie Gibson there, because we didn't see much of her for the quad series at all, and we kind of thought that was a precursor to the Commonwealth Games. So interesting. I think mid-court's really, really strong, with Jade. We've got Serena there as well. No surprise to see Kadeen selected, because she played pretty strongly for the quad series as well. And it's going to be great to see Jo and Helen in the shooting circle for the Commonwealth Games. The two of them obviously have been playing in Australia. They've got all that experience, so that's going to be really, really fascinating. And then Chelsea Pittman, she's the Aussie player who decided to switch allegiance to England because I think her father is English. So she never played it in the Commonwealth Games before, so it's her first selection for the Games, and she's a wing attacks, really, really strong player, no surprise really, but kind of a shame not to see Sasha Corbin in there and a few others really. What do you make of the squad, Andy?
As a head coach, you're going to be in that situation where you need players that can fill spots 3 or 4 times over. For me and fans, I suppose Tracy picked the people that she thinks will get the best option for us. What do you think, Nat?
Yeah, so really there haven't been too many surprises in the squad. There's no, you know, no big shake-ups there. It's almost as though Tracy kind of has had this squad in mind for a while. It's nothing really different to what we've seen in the past few games in the quad series. So yeah, no major surprises there. I think it's a really strong looking squad. I love that we've got the dream team in defence. We've got Jiva, Amo and Ebony. I love watching them play together. There's some real power there in our defensive unit. And then at the other end, I'm really excited to see Jo Harton back on. Obviously, we really missed out having her in the quad series. I love watching her play, especially when you team her up with Helen and Kadeen. That's just a really, really strong attacking force we've got there. So I'm also really excited that Beth Cobden's been included. I think she played amazingly in the quad series. I'm excited to see what more she has in the tank.
There's always going to be names that people might wonder are missing. Top of my head, Sarah Bierman, Nat Panagari, and maybe we don't know the reasons why.
So yeah, there obviously are some missing names there. I'm not that surprised really, because it's, you know, Sarah Bierman, Nat Panagari haven't really been included in that international squad for a little while, so I'm not that shocked. And I'm not shocked that Sasha hasn't been included. She didn't really get any court time in the quad series either, really. But I'm really gutted for her. Like, I love watching her play, and I really think she has so much to offer this team in the midcourt. She's got a kind of dynamic force about her that really, whenever I see her come on, it just lifts the team and lifts the support as well. The crowd love watching her. So I'm really gutted she's not going to get a chance to play. I'm not sure if that was the right decision, but we'll see, obviously. And I know this isn't the last we'll see of Sasha. She's got a great Super League season in her, I know, and she'll absolutely bounce back stronger. But obviously, it's going to be a blow for her to not be included in this squad. And yeah, I'm disappointed for the fans. We all love watching her play. She's exciting and she's fun and she's always got a smile on her face. So I do think that's a shame.
Out of those people that you've named, I think Sarah Bierman is the one that sticks out for me. Such a shame not to see her there. You kind of wonder what's been going on. There's obviously always, everyone knows this, there's a lot of politics in netball. I've played for clubs, everyone who's played at every level, you always know that there's more than just how a player plays on the court to decisions and selections. So interesting, and a shame not to see Sarah, because it probably would have been her last Commonwealth Games. And again, a strong player, she's phenomenal. So a complete shame, I think. Obviously a fantastic week for Nat Haythornthwaite and Jade Clark at Wasps, both of them Wasps players who are selected to play at the Commonwealth Games, so an incredible honour and feat for them. So we heard from them and Sarah Taylor, who's the Wasps team manager, on the day that their Commonwealth Games selection was announced.
Congratulations, Nat. Tell me what the 5 minutes were like once you got the email to say you were in.
Well, to be honest, when I first got the email, I didn't want to open it because I was too scared. But when I found out, I was absolutely over the moon. I was crying lots of happy tears. But yeah, absolutely like ecstatic. I was so pleased and just couldn't believe it. So excited.
Jumping around, going a bit crazy. Yes, I imagine. So, Jade, this is going to be your fourth Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
What were your 5 minutes like after you got the email?
Well, I was planning on opening the email after I trained, because I just deal with everything better after I've trained. But just before I was going to leave the house, Jo Harton rang me from Australia and made me open it. So I opened it there and then, I got in, and then I just wanted to ring everyone, but I still had to go to training. So I was just in a bit of a tiz in the car, just really happy. I just couldn't wait to finish training to get on the phone to everyone and like ring my family. And just, yeah, it felt really special, especially for both of us.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of an up and down road, yes. but we've always had each other's back, and it's just been really nice to share with your teammates.
Yeah. Aww, yeah. That's nice. So we've obviously got a few games before you head off, lots of exciting stuff going on. What can we look forward to before you go and when you get back?
Before we go, I think we've got 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
So had our first game on Saturday and it was absolutely amazing. Felt like all the hard work just came together, but still so much more to give. And so yeah, just really great to get that match fitness for us both as well before we head off. And yeah, looking forward to just having this block of time with the team and building as much as we can before that break.
And then when we get back, hopefully just continuing where we left off on Saturday and keeping the wins coming. We know it's going to be a really, really tough season this year, especially this year in Super League. I think it's going to be the toughest one yet. But really excited to, when we get back, to keep playing with the Wasps lot and hopefully make that final four again.
The live game on Sky this week is Monday at 7, Thunder v Sirens. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this new Sirens have. Beth, Leah, Sarah Bierman obviously is part of it. And Caroline, even for Thunder as well, she's done really well pre-season and also for Northern Ireland. Nat and Sasha, what are we expecting from this? Bit of a strong lineup?
I'm really excited for this week's game on Sky. I'm excited to see what Sirens can do. Obviously, as a Mancunian, Thunder have a special place in my heart, but I am excited to see what Sirens can do. They lost out to Loughborough Lightning, but obviously they've got Leah Kennedy and Sarah Bayman up in the mix, who I know are incredibly strong, and I'm excited to see what they can do with the rest of the squad to kind of lift them and see what they've got in the bag. Like you say, it's far too early to be predicting anything, so this is a good kind of time in the season to see where everyone is and to see who's going to be matching up with who. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I'm hesitant to say what I would have said last year is that Thunder will probably win, but Sirens, as you said, they've got Beth, Sarah and Leah, so all looking really, really strong. So I think it actually could be quite a good game, quite well matched, quite tight. I'm excited to see it because it will give us more of an idea of how Sirens are going to fare, because they've got so many new signings that we don't really know how they're going to do this year yet. Thunder as strong as ever, so yeah, very much looking forward to that game.
Well, you get no predictions out of me, but I can predict that if you go into any of the Celtic Dragons home games this season, look out for us. We are inside the inner cover of the matchday programme. And if we see you around the league during the course of the season, we might even sign a few, all right?
And the rest of the fixtures this week are Team Northumbria versus Lightning, Dragons v Bath and Mavs v Storm. I'm very much looking forward to the Mavs v Storm game. I think that's probably going to be the tightest game. But again, it's the beginning of the season. We don't really know what's going to happen. And Seven Stars player Jodie Gibson has been looking ahead to their game against Wasps on their Facebook. Let's listen to what she said.
Wasps are really strong across the court. Got a new signing, Jay Clark. She's England international. So she'll be a big key player for them on Saturday. Another key player will be Natalie Hayfant-Waite. She's a goal set wing attack. She's a key playmaker for the attacking end. So I think they're the two players I'd highlight as being two players that you really should look out for on Saturday.
Don't forget, you can keep up to date with everything in the league on thenetballshow.co.uk. It's regularly updated, and there's also full details on how you can subscribe to the podcast, which you should definitely do. So thanks for listening.
Next episode, hopefully, we'll be hearing from Team Northumbria's Sophie Hankin and bringing you the latest from the league. And if you get a spare 5 minutes between now and then, and you've got an Alexa, do us a favour and ask her who the best netballer in the world is. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Thanks for listening. See you next episode.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I think given this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.